Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my next guest was a veteran Fine Gael TD. He served the people of Louth for 22 years and he stood down just there in the last general election in November. And he's best known probably for his advocacy work around nursing homes. Fergus O'Dowd, though, joins us today to talk about something completely different and much more personal. It's a diagnosis that forced him to overhaul his diet and lifestyle. And you're welcome to studio, Fergus.
Oliver, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're looking well, actually.
I hope so. I'm a very good wife and family look after.
Do you? Very good. That's very important. Surround yourself by good people and love, of course, as well. When did you get this diagnosis? And can you tell
about
us about
this time
it?
Last year. We were on holidays. As you get older, it's important to get your different blood tests, and the prostate's a very important one. So yeah. I hadn't got it done for a while. So I said to the doctor, "Yo, I think I should do this." And the doctor said to me, "Well, we do a full blood count, full blood test for you."
Full NCT.
I went off on holidays, and in the middle of my holidays, got a call, "Come in as soon as you can.
Oh, no.
You're a diabetic." I said, "God, what the hell is that?" Because it's something I never thought about.
Yeah.
I said, "How could it be?" Because I had no symptoms. So anyway, it turned out that there's a test that they do. It's a blood test. And a score is 52. Means that it's called an A1C test. It means that you're a diabetic. Once you go over
Type
2 diabetes. Once you go over 47, 48, then you're diabetic. So that was what I had to deal with. So there's different ways of dealing with it. And I think just...
That was a big shock, by the way.
It was a big shock. So, Jesus, what's all this about? And I read everything and I read all the wrong things, as you can imagine.
Okay.
But I said,
because extremes of it, if you had done nothing and didn't know about it.
Yes, well, that's the problem. There's over 300,000 people have diabetes in Ireland today. That's a huge number of people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
90% of those have type 2. So type 1 means your insulin, you have to inject yourself because your body doesn't make the insulin. Mm-hmm. Type 2 means you don't have adequate insulin for whatever reason, but you can manage it. You can manage it by drugs or you can manage it by diet. So this is what I had to do. So I went to the doctor, and when I came back and she said, "Right, okay, I'm going to put you on this metformin, it's a drug that they give diabetics starting off." I said, "Well, look, I've read that I can possibly reverse this."
And you weren't a fan of taking...
No, not really. If I can, but I mean, obviously, clearly, drugs do work and they do help, and I want to stress that. And if you've medical needs, the drug is the key. But there is an option for me with type 2, for many people, but not for everybody. So I said, "Right, okay, look, I'm going to try and tackle
this." An option to reverse the diabetes.
To reverse the diabetes, not to go on drug. Okay. So I went to see a consultant and he said, "I'll put you on this stuff straight away." I said, "Look, give me a chance. Look, I've read about this. I want to give it a go. You know, why not?" Okay. And he said, "Well, you've got 3 months, Fergus. Come back in 3 months.
Not long. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, "But if it doesn't work, you'll have to take the medication." So I went back in 3 months.
As a politician, obviously, your lifestyle meant what? A lot of binge
It just eating? Meant, like, it's like your lifestyle. You're very busy. You're planning ahead. Every day is different. You're flying here. I mean, moving here, there and everywhere, going to meetings, listening to problems, going to the Dáil. And one of the big things is, you know, irregular meals, eating at the wrong time.
So it's binge eating.
It's binge eating.
Eating the wrong things.
And it's comfort eating, and it's going into when you stop to put petrol in your car, you say, "Geez, look, I'll have a cup of coffee," and sure, why won't I have a bar of chocolate? Listen, there's two for the price of one today, so damn it, I'll do it.
It's very tempting, isn't it, when you're queuing for the petrol?
That's a huge issue,
surrounded by
nothing but sugar, if you think about it.
Yeah. And Wednesday, Thursday, that'd be the busiest time as a TD.
Well, as a TD, your busiest day is probably Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The Dáil starts early, and you don't know what time you'll be finished at. It could be 10 o'clock at night, could be 11 o'clock.
What time would you have started in the morning?
Well, normally, I get up very early, maybe 7 o'clock, and like you deal with your problems that people have come to you. You deal with your committees. I was chairman of a Dáil committee. I was a minister once. It's your really busy life.
So it's a 14-15 hour day.
Oh, no
there.
Problem. Yeah, absolutely. And then like every day is like that, except Saturday and Sunday kept for the family. Always kept that for the family.
You'd be eating right of those days.
I don't know about that, but go downtown and have a scone and a cup of coffee is always a great time.
Did the doctor tell you that your diet and lifestyle was the cause of...
Well, no, it's not. Actually, you see, this is one of the key things, is that diabetes it can be... it's a very complex illness, and different things cause it. Everybody's different. If you've type 1, you must inject, you must get insulin. Yes. If you've type 2, there's different reasons you get. You could be very overweight and never get diabetes. You could be very thin and slim and have it all your life.
Yes.
So it's a lottery medically. So my problem was that obviously I was overweight. I was 120 kg, which I don't talk about the stones there, but that was a lot.
I think it's 19 stones. But you're a tall man. We wouldn't have noticed that. We wouldn't have said,
well,
there's that
I'm
guy.
Afraid.
Big frame.
I wore baggy clothes. As you.
And suits can help, can't they? Suits. Yeah, I know myself. Come here, what sort of, like, what was your diet like during the week?
My diet was very good generally, because, you know, when you're in the Dáil, not that it's sophisticated dining, but like you have a very good canteen there, and they prepare, there's lovely staff and there's very good food there, very nutritious.
Do they still have the mixed grill on the menu?
They have.
That's the one that
always amazes
there.
But there's also very good, there's excellent
but
salads.
It is like, very
fantastic.
Good, yeah.
But my diet was, look, I was eating fast. I was always on the go. I'd never stop because you're eating your lunch and, geez, I better do that. There's a call to me, to John or Mary. I've got to speak on that issue. Like, your life is so busy.
Yeah. You spoke to the Irish Times about describing your diet and you said you had burger and chips 3 times a week.
Well,
now, most people who would be looking after themselves would be kind of shocked by that.
And rightly so. But, like, I suppose, you know, you want something quick, you want it now. And you're just rushing, I suppose. But look, that was just me. And I know TD is a tough life. It really is. But it's a great life.
Loads of coffees, I would say.
Loads of coffees, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, bars of chocolate and this and that, you know. But that was just me.
Yeah.
But so in other words, I had to change lots of things. I've had very good health. And I said, Jesus, how am I going to deal with this thing?
So you had 3 months.
Well, I just said I stopped eating white bread, believe it or not.
Oh, right.
I still ate brown bread. My wife cooks lovely, makes a lovely brown bread.
But really hard well looked after.
I cut out a lot. I was told, look, you had to cut your carbohydrate content, but you need it for energy. You must have it. Mm. So I did that. I did it successfully. I really did. And I kept at it and at it and at it and at it. And I got great support from my family, obviously, and my wife, Agnes. She said not to mention it by then. So,
but she deserves it.
She helped me a lot.
And how much weight did you lose then?
I went down to 104. So I went from 120 to 104. And that was tough. Now, I was trying to get down to 100. I didn't reach that target. But, you know, since then, like,
you lost 2 stone in a very quick period.
Very quick.
On simple changes? Was it painful?
I didn't think about the stones and the pounds and the kilograms. Yeah. So I'm going to have to do this. And the great news is, if you can go into remission, which thankfully I'm in, is you change all your clothes because they no longer fit you. They're too big.
Right? Okay.
So you say, God, what am I going to do with all these shorts? So I gave them all, not in a rude sense or in a pejorative sense. I said I'd give them to Vince Paul or whoever. And the suits I couldn't wear anymore. So it's really great. Goodness, I'm going to buy a new suit.
But that's a dramatic change, isn't it? That's
it's good. It's great.
Clothes don't fit you.
Yeah. But I mean, the point is you've got to make sure that they fit you. So you've got to keep on the diet.
Well, the point here is that you changed your diet.
Did
you
did,
increase
yes.
the exercise as well?
I did very much, yeah, very much. So I walk about 10,000 steps a day, which is not a lot, but it's enough.
Yeah,
but I want to do more.
Good bit, yeah.
So, like, it's all about keeping fit. So I joined the gym, and my wife and myself, we go swimming 3 times a week. Go to the gym as often as I can, keep exercising.
What do you do at the gym? Are you doing weights?
I just know I did cardio? What I call the heart attack machine, I call it. That's an awful thing. Yeah. But it's actually, I think it's called ellipse. I can't pronounce the word. But it's you don't actually use your joints. You just...
Yes, it's a cross...
A cross trainer, I think it's called. Thing, yeah. So you get your heart rate up as high as you can.
Yes.
That's what I do anyway, right or wrong.
It's cardio. It's heart saving. It's a heart saving machine.
But like you're saving your knees
joints.
And your...
That's right.
Your joints. Sounds like an outfit of talking here. But look, it's all... Look at me. I'm just lucky. I am lucky. But I'm just ordinary.
The answer to that was you put it into remission and said you didn't have to take the diabetes medication.
I didn't, no.
And
no,
are you a diabetic now?
I am, yes, because when you get a diagnosis, it never goes away.
Never goes away, okay.
But you can put it into remission. In other words, it's gone for now. My blood sugars are normal, but that doesn't mean they won't change.
So you don't have to medicate at the moment?
I don't
keep an eye on
but
it.
But what I do is I test myself every day. You get a kit and you give it, you get a, prick your finger, get a bit of blood,
testing yourself.
And you test it, and you try and stay within a certain range, and I'm able to do that.
So you're,
but I'm lucky.
You're the lucky one that doesn't.
But I'm an ordinary guy.
Many people can't avoid
the medication.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say, and I'm really happy, Oliver, to say that the key thing is that, you know, I can do it, you can do it. It's just, you know, if your doctor says you can go into remission, I gave it a go and it's working for now. And that's why I'm here today, to say, look, if I can do it and if it's an option for you, I'd encourage you to do it. And I think it's really important to say that. And I mean, I just say that, look, 300,000 people in Ireland, 90% of us are type 2 of those 300,000. So it's a big, big community there.
And some of them don't know they're diabetic because they haven't got the test.
Well, that's the problem. I didn't know that. So, like, but I was lucky. You get your eyes tested to see if it's affected your sight, your retina. And they told me that I'm fine. So I got it in time.
There are some symptoms that arrived, don't they? Sudden weight loss.
Yes, and you can be thirsty and be very hungry. But I had none of those.
Or urinating often, those things.
Yes, and the other point is that they reckon worldwide, not here in Ireland because they don't have the figures, 50% of people who have diabetes don't know that they have it.
Right, that's kind
and
of scary,
that's why
isn't
we
it?
Need to get blood tests.
That's what you're asking people
to. Once a year.
Particularly fellas, you're not the best at going to the doctor.
No, not at all, no. But I mean, you know, if you get your blood test once a year or talk to your doctor, your GP, say, look, do I need a blood test? I think I'd like to get it done. Go and get it done.
Only because it's relevant as well to your story. What age are you, Fergus?
I'm 76 years young today.
God, it's great to have good hair, isn't it? It keeps good the years hair. Off. 76 today?
No, this year.
Oh, this year.
Last year, actually, yeah.
Last year. Still the same year in your head.
I was in politics for 50 years, but like you, I like meeting people. I like to chat. I like to keep.
Were you a drinker as well?
Yes, I still drink. Yeah,
okay, but so you didn't have to cut that out entirely.
I made significant changes. I'd like, about a bottle of wine a week, roughly. Now a bottle of wine a month.
So bottle of wine stretched out over
two nights, maybe. That's
that
three glasses.
That was your weekend, was it?
That was the weekend.
Nothing
now,
during
but
the week.
I might do once one a month now. That's
that'd be quite it's a big change then, wouldn't it?
Not really, no, because you get used to not drinking as well. But the main thing is, look, everybody can lead a full life. Everybody can, beyond the Oliver Callan show, can go out and go to
there
the
are
gym
easier ways.
And not to go around with a big long face, you know. But it's to help people, and to Diabetes Ireland are very helpful as well.
Are you still able to have a burger and chip at the odd time?
Well, you might have the burger without the bun
and
without the chips.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. Yeah, get the knife and fork out, especially if it's homemade one.
Oliver, yeah.
But it's changed, but it hasn't destroyed your life.
Not at all, no, it's made my life. I'm fitter, I'm healthier, I'm lighter, I'm happier. And, you know, I think the main thing is that there's lots of help out there. And I think it's important to say too that if you are a diabetic, you get a long-term illness card. So your drugs for diabetes are free if you need them. And there's lots of good things out there. There's lots of help. And it's something to talk about and to be happy that is normal.
People are talking about it here in the text. 087-032-32-32 on the WhatsApp. Hi, Oliver. My GP diagnosed me as pre-diabetes. Sugar is the big thing. It's not the sugar in the coffee. It's all the hidden sugars. It's a constant battle, says Mark. Actually, white bread is one of the big villains there, isn't it? There's a lot
it is, and it's very attractive
sugar.
To eat.
It's full of sugar, little do we know. Yeah. Fergus mentioned going to the petrol station and so on. It's really hard to find non-sugary drinks in shops and cafes. It makes it very difficult to navigate. Obviously, there are sugar-free things, but we don't know what those
are. I think the point is natural, eating fruit, eating a banana, eating an apple, you know, eating fruit. And you change your diet. You go on to lots and lots of vegetables and you can really enjoy them, you know, because you get used to, you know, not eating too much meat either and not eating all that lovely bread.
OK, well, you seem very happy with this.
I am.
With your lifestyle. You must feel much better as well after losing.
I am much fitter, yeah. I couldn't run a marathon, but I could walk 10K.
So this is going to be a very happy retirement for you.
Well, I hope so. And I hope to be an advocate for, you know, as best I can for issues around about older people, care of people in nursing homes.
You have been doing that for a long time when you were a young fella.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Why did you get into talking about nursing homes?
It's a very short story. This lady rang me. My husband's in a nursing home. It's the middle of November. And he's wearing his clothes because there's no heat in the nursing home. Right. And I said, that can't be true. And I said, where is this place? And it was 10 miles from where I lived out in a place called Leighton. And I went out there. I said, I'm going out there to see him. I went out straight away. And there he was in bed, freezing, No heat in the nursing home. 30, 40 people there. I said, Christ, what the hell's going on here? So what I did was I rang the HSE straight away. I got a doctor into the house immediately. I got the heating turned on. And I said, what the hell? This must be going on in other places. So I said, I'm going to change this. And I started looking for information on nursing homes. What was happening? Why was it happening? And I got the Freedom of Information Act changed so we could look at those reports, and I campaigned and got significant change. And I think there's a lot more changes needed. So that's why I did it, because I couldn't believe that that was going on. And I just think that older people or people in nursing homes can be very badly treated at times, and they should ideally be in their own home. And we need, I know I'm going on a bit politically, Oliver, but it's about we need care in the home,
not in the nursing home. TD in a party that's been in government since 2011, and we're going to be disappointed with how little was actually done to improve.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm a constant advocate, and indeed, if you look at my Facebook, the last speech I made in the Dáil was about COVID and nursing home care and the need to do a hell of a lot.
I thought everything would change after.
But I have to say that Mary Butler, who was Minister for Older People, was really very helpful. She was very good. She always took up the issues I raised with her, and I'm hopeful that we'll have more significant changes now. Now is the time. The new government, there's lots of money there for different things. I think we need to have a proper, there's a new diabetic policy on the table of the Minister for Health coming in. We need to make sure that every party buys into that, and we need to get change. We need to have home care, really keep people in their homes for as long as possible, support them.
I hope so.
And pay the people that go in to help them.
Well, the message for today is on the separate issue is, of course, if you are at risk of diabetes in care, go to your doctor, ask for the bloods to be done.
Yes.
And take it from there. So Fergus O'Dowd, former Fine Gael TD for Louth, slimmer and trimmer looking as he is.
Thanks for bringing this
to our attention. More information on diabetes, by the way, and if you are at risk, see diabetes.ie.
Perfect.
Good work we've done. Happy retirement.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you.